Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. So let's get started first with the rules of engagement. The logistics of the program. If you want to send me a text message, which is the easiest way to reach me right now, text the word Mike to 57739, M-I-K-E, and the phone number is 57739. Text the word Mike to 57739. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and if you want to follow me on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those, you'll find all of those links there, and so you can follow me there. And, of course, you can always listen live on that page. So you can stream us anywhere you are. So you can stream us by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So this morning I had this weird experience, which is not, for me, having a weird experience is really nothing unusual. But I have this, what some people say, is a bad habit. So on Saturday mornings, because I don't, during the weekday, I'm doing my morning AM drive show from 6 to 10 here in Denver. But on Saturday and Sunday, I might sleep in just a little bit later, maybe get up at, 5:30 instead of, at 4:30. And I'll get dressed and, load up my Leonberger, my dog Greta the Leonberger, and I'll take her to McDonald's. No, not McDonald's. I take her to McDonald's. I take her to McDonald's because, well, I get a Diet Coke, and, don't tell anybody, but occasionally I might get, a sausage and egg biscuit or something, too, but I get a biscuit for her. I mean, because she's my dog, she's my princess, so she deserves, a really healthy breakfast besides, the food we feed her. She deserves a sausage biscuit, so I'll get the sausage. Except this morning I pull in, and it's 6:15 a.m., and I notice a line of cars, it's one of those two drive-through, choose your lane and drive through two lanes. And so I choose the lane with the fewest cars, which is always the mistake. I think you should learn right now that there's a law of physics, a law of traffic that says never choose the lane that has the fewest cars because that's the longest lane. Because that means that somebody that's never been to McDonald's before is like looking at the menu like, oh, wow, look at all this stuff. But I can see the guy's face in his driver's side mirror. And he's starting to get really angry. Now, I notice the car next to us in the other lane has gone on by. Then another car's pulled up. And the car in front of me still hasn't moved. And then I see him scowl. And he just screeches out of the drive-thru. Doesn't go by the window. Drives away. So then I pull up. Hello? Why do you say hello? But I'm trying to get... I'm like, what's going on? Hello? Hello? And finally, this little voice that I can barely hear says, we're not open yet. What do you mean you're not open yet? 6:15 in the morning. You open at 5 a.m. We're not open yet. So you know me, I can't let it go. I went, well, why? What? I mean, you're in there, so you're kind of open because there's somebody inside the McDonald's, right? There's somebody. So if you're not open... why are you telling me you're not open? Like, why are you even answering when I say hello, hello? I can't let it go. So I'm really trying to be nice, which I know some of you think is difficult for me, but I'm truly trying to be nice. Like, what's going on? You know what it is? Nobody showed up for work yet. Now, as she's telling me that, on the window is, you know, I should get my, let me open my iPhone real quick. So on the window, the menu, I should say the menu, where the speaker box is a sign that says, come to work immediately. Immediately. So I just redid the calculations to make sure I'm right. So let's say that, you know, the average person, if you work a 40-hour week, not counting vacation time, but if you work a 40-hour week for 52 weeks, that's 2,080 hours a year. And they're offering a job. You could walk in right then and start working for $17 an hour, which I know if you're listening to me in Los Angeles or Houston or, you know, maybe for that matter even downtown Denver, that this may not seem like a lot. But in my little suburb area where I live, that's $35,360 a year to work at McDonald's, which in some communities around this country is more than a teacher makes. And yet this McDonald's couldn't open because there was nobody there. Now, why do I even tell the story? Now, unemployment remained at low levels last month. But the portion of American adults that are participating in the job market still is far below pre-recession levels. Now, that's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm just not pulling these numbers out of my butt. These are real numbers. Now, the reason I think it's important is because we heard everything yesterday about how great the economy is and how great things are working and that Biden's plan is working as exactly as planned. Really? I have to put gas in my car after the show. Probably grab some lunch somewhere. Maybe the McDonald's will be open by noon. I don't know. Unemployment remained at 3.6% for the fourth month in a row. That's approximately the same as it was in February of 2020, the month before COVID began spreading all across the country. The unemployment rate has, to be objective, improved significantly from the 14.7% unemployment level that was seen in April of 2020. Now, what was going on in April of 2020? I know this is ancient history. This is like, you know, you're back in college or high school, and you're now studying world history, and you're going back and you're studying ancient history. But try to think back to April of 2020, what was going on? Lockdowns, essential employees. Are you essential or non-essential? Oh, you work in the liquor department of the grocery store, so you're essential. And for a while, at least in Colorado, it lasted about, I don't know, 60 seconds, they decided that liquor stores were non-essential. And, of course, then every alcoholic and every drinker and every purchaser of wine and everything else in the entire state of Colorado went back crap crazy, and all of a sudden liquor stores, yeah, you're essential employees too. But here's what they don't talk about, and I think that's why I saw what I saw at McDonald's today. The labor force participation rate, that's the percentage of people that either have a job or are truly actively looking for a job. That has not recovered at all. In fact, that metric dropped from 66% back in 2008 to 63% in 2020. Then fell another 3% between February 2020 and April 2020 alone, just between that 1 month, well, actually 3 months, I guess, February, March, April, because the COVID led to government lockdowns and business closures, and men in particular have seen just a gradual disengagement from the labor force since the end of World War II. So here's where we are today. As of June, just last month, the labor force participation rate has now dropped to 62.2%. Now, that is just a slight decline, but nonetheless, it is a decline from May of 2022 when it was like 63.3%. So it's dropped about another 1.1%. But what does that mean in real numbers, in raw numbers? Well, in real numbers, it means that there are 755,000, three quarters of a million fewer Americans employed right now than prior to the pandemic. Even as the population, age 16 and older, has increased by 4.2%. So the labor force participation rate is dropping, even as the number of working age people increases. So what's going on? What's going on is people aren't going back to work. Now, I truly don't understand. And maybe that's because I'm a workaholic. I mean, hell's bells, here it is Saturday, and I'm working on Saturday. But, you know, I work on Saturdays, and I work Monday through Friday because I love my job. I love what I do. It's not really a job. It's something fun to do. But I think what's happened is that the federal COVID stimulus money has actually hampered the labor market recovery. And when it does that, that actually makes inflation even worse. Because the fewer people that go to work, you have a lower demand for goods. But yet you have an oversupply of goods. You would think that intuitively, if you understand Econ 101, you'd think, well, that lowers the prices. But what it actually does is people are now trying to shove those goods off, and there's more and more money that people have that they don't have to earn, so they're not being productive, but they have more money in their pocket because of stimulus, and that stimulus hasn't made its way out of the system yet, which is why the Federal Reserve is going to increase interest rates, because they want to suck that money out of the economy. There was a paper that was published by the Bureau of Economic Research, and it says that all of these stimulus programs saw the flow of unemployed workers into employment increase by 2/3. When it comes to maximizing employment, the unintended consequences of many COVID-19 policies and the federal interventions in the workforce demonstrate that while the temptation for the politicians to do more, the only way we're really going to increase employment so that my damn McDonald's is open at 6 o'clock in the morning is to stop these crazy attempts to expand the government's influence over people's lives. Yeah, it's a libertarian mindset, but it's also an economic mindset that says anytime you have a planned economy, you're going to have these kinds of ramifications. And I know people truly don't want to. They don't want to appreciate that. They don't like it. They don't want to face the reality of it. So if we're going to ease the labor shortage and alleviate inflation, that's going to require that we create an environment in which more Americans want to go to work, and they're able to maximize their productive capabilities. You know, in this society, we often forget that the real concept of work is the idea that work has value. That work, and I don't mean work like necessarily, I'm not talking about manual labor. I mean, what I do is technically work, but let's face it, I'm not getting my hands dirty. I don't have to wear work boots. I'm not really right now doing anything other than yammering on about stuff. But nonetheless, it gives my life meaning. Any work. You know, I always go back to Dr. Martin Luther King in a street sweeper speech. If all you're going to be is a street sweeper, there's dignity in that work. And you want to be the best street sweeper that you can. So, yeah, my McDonald's was shut this morning. And, yes, it was the end of civilization for me. Although, what I really did is I went across the street and got a bagel. Got a little bagel treat for my dog. And then realized, oh, the McDonald's is now open. Because somebody actually showed up for work. So I got my biscuit. Well, actually, I didn't get my biscuit. The dog got the biscuit, and I had a bagel. But how many times have you run into that situation where something's not open, or the service isn't great, or you can't get anybody to help you because, well, they're closed. Closed due to staffing shortages. I want everyone to just stop and think, why? Why is that true? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Hang on. I'll be right back.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network. but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced, unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739, Mike to 57739. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you'll find, if you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all the social media platforms, you can do it there. You know, one of the things that, I just said, you know, I'm trying to stop doing that. One of the things that always drove me crazy when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security was I would go to a disaster, and people, and I think this is true for all of us. I know it's true for me, and I'm just, you know, I'm just a dummy. So I think it's probably true for the rest of you, too. Because you're all dummies, too. You're all a bunch of goobers. No, I mean that. You know, remember, goober is a term of endearment. So I think all of us goobers sometimes, we get really kind of soft in the belly. We get soft in the head. We get soft everywhere because we live in, well, first of all, we live in the greatest nation in the history of civilization. And then we have all these wonderful things that make our lives so convenient. You know, we don't have to, if you're old enough, which I shouldn't confess this, but there was a time where you would hand someone a credit card and they would put it on a little almost metal machine that had the name of the establishment, the name of the company or store or whatever, and then you'd lay the card there, and then they would put a piece of a little carbon ticket on front of that, and they'd slide it back and forth, and if they went, that's the official sound for the credit, old credit card machine. Then they'd hand your card back and hand you the slip, and you would sign the credit card slip, and they would tear off the part that you would keep, and then they would keep the hard copy, and that's how they would, at the end of the day, then process their credit cards. What do we do today? The other day, I felt like an idiot again. I felt like an idiot because I'm so accustomed to just taking my credit card, or in some cases, just using my phone and just using my Apple Pay and just paying by just putting my phone up next to the reader, or just taking my chip card, from the bank and just tapping it on top of the card reader and boom, I'm done. Well, I couldn't find the chip reader wasn't working. And I kept, swiping the card back and forth on the screen everywhere. And the guy was watching me like I was an idiot. And I'm like, it's just not reading it. And so he kind of leans over and he looks, and sure enough, it's not working. I'll just slide it in the hole there. So I just slide the card in the hole. That's how we become so accustomed to, for example, I'm sitting in Denver, and Damien's sitting in Los Angeles. And we would, before the program starts, I just text Damien, hey, I'm in the studio, I'm ready to go, I'm hooked up, I'm connected. He texts me back, hi, I'm connected to you. And then I plug in my microphone, and we start talking, and boom, we're connected. It's amazing technology. And I can do this from almost anywhere, as long as I've got internet connection. For all you know right now, I'm sitting at my undisclosed location in New Mexico, sitting in a home next to a river, broadcasting out of a closet, which I've been known to do. So we've become accustomed to all these things. Well, in Canada yesterday, well, actually the day before yesterday, a company called Rogers, which is one of their major telecom companies, they were out of service for almost a day. But what happens when that happens? Users saw their internet connections, cell phones, their credit card machines. All of that suddenly becomes useless. Are you ready for that? I want you to think about it. Are you ready for that to happen to you? Because it might be more than just a day. We're so dependent upon technology. Stop and think about how dependent you are. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'll be right back.
Refinance might be the smartest move you make all year. It could save you thousands in interest, maybe help pay your loan off sooner, even allow you to access cash. But to really capitalize on a mortgage refinance, you must be sure you're choosing the right loan with the right lender. That's why I recommend American Financing, America's home for home loans. For over 20 years, they've been an industry leader, offering competitive rates, low monthly payments, and custom terms without ever charging upfront or hidden fees. It's a no-pressure experience that's focused on you, and it just takes a 10-minute call to get started. You'll get a free mortgage review where you'll learn about ways to save up to $1,000 a month. And if you start soon, you could skip two payments, but only by calling American Financing 866-615-9200. That's 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God came out of nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It is indeed The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate everybody tuning in on The Weekend. Really do. I appreciate your support of the program. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you following the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement are pretty simple. You want to send me a text message. By the way, I have several good text messages about the whole lack of people working. I'll get to those in 1 second. But if you want to send me a text message, text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. If you want to follow me on social media, you want to stream us live, whatever, you can simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and that will take you to the page where you can stream us live and you can follow me on social media. So be sure and do that. There, I don't know, the whole newspeak thing. George Orwell in 1984 started talking about newspeak. And that is, we start changing the meaning of words. And I know that some words naturally evolve into, you know, a more appropriate meaning for the day. But sometimes when we force things, forcing words to change meaning causes most of us who live by words to really be confused by, what can I say? What can I not say? What's appropriate? What's inappropriate? Although, once you get accustomed to listening to me for a while, you'll realize I don't really follow those rules. Because no lawyer jokes now, all right? No lawyer jokes. But I am trained as a lawyer. I practiced law for quite a while. And then realized, I don't like that. So words, for me, have always been incredibly important. Well, now the largest labor union in the United States, the National Education Association, has decided that it's going to abolish a certain word. Now, before I tell you what the word is, some of you may already know, but before I tell all the rest of the goobers who haven't figured out what the word is yet, the NEA, the National Education Association, has about 3 million members. That includes both public school teachers and college faculty. So it has incredible power. The NEA is a very powerful union in this country. But now it's exploiting to try to abolish the concept of motherhood. Motherhood. Mom and apple pie. The National Education Association has proposed a resolution that would change the word mother in all their contracts. So if they're trying to convince all the school boards, all the college, you know, presidents, all the hiring committees and everyone, you have to change the contracts that you use to hire a teacher or a college faculty member to change the word mother to birthing parent. Now, I think I know why, which seems to me to be even sillier. Why don't we just change it to parent? We're all parents, whether we're a father or a mother, let's just change it to parent. They think it's going to be more inclusive to the LGBTQIA+ community. So update your copy of the Newspeak Dictionary accordingly. Alina Fishbein of No Left Turn in Education accurately observes that their objective is not merely to pander, and I think it truly is pandering, and I'll tell you why in a second, because I have two friends, a gay couple, two men, who, well, I'll tell you their story in just 1 second. I want you to hear this first. Their agenda seems to be almost to destroy the family. Here's what she said, quote, "They are arrogant. They are dismissive of the family, the parents. It's beyond Orwellian, even in science fiction. I don't know if you can have such a script of complete destruction of human society." You wouldn't want, for example, someone on the United States Supreme Court who doesn't know what a woman is. Oh, wait a minute. Ketanji Jackson Brown testified. I know it's not Jackson Brown, but I just say Jackson Brown. Ketanji whatever Brown says that when she was questioned by, I forget who on the Judiciary Committee asked her, if she could define a woman, she couldn't define a woman. Would you want your kids taught by somebody who doesn't know, or rather doesn't want to know, or doesn't want your children to know the difference between, you know, a father and a mother? So let's go back to my two gay friends. So they were so excited because they went through a process. They did not adopt. They actually went through the process of actually having their own child. So one of them donated sperm to a willing surrogate, and they had a baby boy. Beautiful baby boy. They're both fathers. and they both claim to be fathers. So it seems to me, and they are, if I put this couple on the political spectrum, I would say that they are quite a ways to the left of where I am on the political spectrum. But I consider them to be dear friends. And I'm so happy for them with this baby boy. And they're ecstatic about it. And they're both fathers. And they'll both tell you, yes, we're both the father of this baby boy. So what's the agenda here? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to have this kind of, for lack of a better term, propaganda, when, at least in my community of gay friends, they're like, no, this is just silly. You know, if I do know two women also, but they haven't had any children, wouldn't they be, both of them be the mothers? Carol Markowitz, who is a columnist for the New York Post, had this to say about it.
Next case. This really intrigues me. The National Education Association, that's one of the teachers' unions, it wants the word mother in all contracts changed to birthing parent as a way to be inclusive, right, I guess, to the LGBTQ community. What's your reaction to this?
It's abhorrent, really. But, you know, it's coming for every fragment of our life. It's happening everywhere. The left is pushing this everywhere they can. This was in official Biden administration health documents, birthing people. And you notice, Stu, it only happens to women. There's no sperm producer for men. It's only women who have their moniker changed, right? So it's really offensive, and the NEA is absolutely super leftist, and I hate everything about this.
But do you think it's going to stick? I mean, are people really going to use these new expressions, really?
It's tough, because I think that we should fight back, but they are getting a grip in a lot of parts of society. Again, once the White House is using it in their documents, and the joke is, dude, they used a birthing person in a document about maternal health. What does maternal mean? But they haven't changed that one quite yet. So, you know, it's definitely happening. People should absolutely fight back and refuse to use this new language. It erases women, and women in particular should be really up in arms about it.
But in the workplace, let's suppose you use the wrong pronoun or you use the wrong expression. You could lose your job, couldn't you?
Yeah, you have to fight this. And I think anybody who works at a corporation where this is the case really has to reconsider their role. I mean, you know, for one thing, that the Biden administration has going on right now is pretty low unemployment. So if you do work somewhere where they're forcing you to use phrases like birthing people, perhaps a new job is in order.
Yes, well said. Carol Markowitz, always good to have you.
And, of course, if you have to get a new job, you can always go to McDonald's, because they're hiring at $17 an hour. Somebody told me on the text line they've got a McDonald's that's hiring at $20 an hour. But I think they make a good point, though. So why don't we call my two gay friends that have this beautiful baby boy, why don't we call one of them the birthing parent and the other one the sperm producer? Can I tell you the truth? I don't know, and I haven't asked, so I don't know. I got to be careful here. I didn't ask which one of them was the sperm producer. No, I decided that maybe it was a bridge too far. I decided that was maybe a little inappropriate for me to ask. Plus, well, I wasn't going to ask because I don't care. I just don't care. But that's how language gets bastardized to the point that we don't really understand anymore that, you know, it doesn't always fit. And so in this case, again, using my two friends, they both consider themselves to be the father. Well, so if it's a heterosexual couple, then they're not both birthing parents. Because now if we really want to get into the nitty-gritty of things, birthing can't apply to the person that doesn't physically give birth. So go back to my two friends. Neither one of them are birthing parents because neither one of them gave birth to the baby boy. I love language. And I also love how this idea that we have to somehow be more inclusive by using something like birthing parent is actually not inclusive. It is exclusive. because both parents can't be birthing parents. So if we take this to its logical conclusion, which I always like to do, I like to take these topics and I like to think through, okay, let's take it as far out as we can logically. Birthing parent. Birthing. Think of the word. Birthing. What does it mean to you? It's a noun. A noun. This is Michael's grammar class. Michael's English class, 101. Birthing is a noun. The definition? The action or process of giving birth. So let's go back to my two gay friends. Neither one of them gave birth. So neither one of them can be the birthing parent. So you see, when they say that they want to be more inclusive, they're actually being exclusive. Neither one of them can be the birthing parent because they, well, and let's forget the fact that they used artificial insemination and had a surrogate give birth to that child that's now their son. She would technically, by their definition, be the birthing parent. But she's not the parent. Because what's the definition of a parent? Now remember, she was the surrogate. So she had already given up all rights to this child. She agreed by a contract to be inseminated, to, you know, donate an egg, and to carry the child to full term. So a parent. A parent is a father or mother. I'm just going to use this one because it's funny. An animal or plant from which younger ones are derived. Birthing plants. Is that a birthing plant? Is that the mother or father? You see, when we start trying to bastardize the language, it really isn't more inclusive, it becomes exclusive. Because the mother, the surrogate that gave birth to that child, is not a parent. A father or mother, the parents of the bride, his adoptive parents. Inclusivity is actually a great thing. And I think society needs to be as inclusive as we possibly can. I'm fortunate in my life, in my profession, in my business life, in my social life, in my personal life. I'm really lucky. I have friends and acquaintances of every possible political spectrum that you could possibly imagine, of every race and creed, of every kind of religion. I think my life's pretty inclusive. And yet, I think if you force me to use this kind of language, then I'm actually being exclusive. And I can't say to my friends, hey, I have to call you birthing parents. Even though neither one of you gave birth, you are the parents. But Newspeak, the NEA tells me, the National Education Association tells me, that, oh, but I have to use the word birthing. So what's our lesson? Since I said this was Michael's English lesson for the day. Don't buy into this. Don't buy into the idea that it truly is inclusive, because it's not. What it actually is, it's exclusive. So when they start trying to pound it down into your head that, you know, if you don't use this language, if you don't do this, then somehow you're a bigot or you're a racist or you're homophobic or whatever it is, don't buy into that premise. Words have meaning. And they have meaning that precisely conveys what it is that we are talking about. Even though I used a preposition at the end of that sentence. What we are talking about. So are you a birthing parent? Or are you a mother or a father? Are you a surrogate? What are you? I happen to be a father and a grandfather. At this age, I can never be a birthing parent because I don't have the equipment. And without the equipment, I can't give birth. Think about that. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739, Mike to 57739, or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com if you want to follow me on social media, which I'd really appreciate you doing. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning, and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hey, you goobers. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Let's go to the text messages for a moment. Text the word Mike to 57739. From area code 915, Mike, I can't wait till Birthing Parents Day. You know what? Now I can claim Father's Day, so there's a gift, and Birthing Parents Day. Two gifts. Yeah, I like this idea. From area code 720, Mike, my grandson has a gay couple as two of his grandmothers. Bingo, see? Talking about the fact that in Canada, computers were down and we lost connectivity forever. from area code 970. Mike, I love the deer in the headlight looks when the clerk's computer doesn't work. Exactly. I think we forget how dependent we are, not just on the internet, but on the power that powers all the devices that we use to access the internet. That's why I laugh about, in fact, when I mentioned the old credit card machines, this comes from area code 580 down in Oklahoma. Mike, I remember using credit card machines. Do you remember counter checks at just about every store? How many in the audience, this is going to date you, so I'll know exactly what demo you sit in. How many of you know what a counter check is? When I was a kid growing up in rural Oklahoma, and I'm sure this is true in other rural areas all across the country, there were what were called counter checks. So when you walked up to pay for something, if you forgot your checkbook, now people are going, what the hell's a checkbook? A checkbook? What's he talking about? There were counter checks. They were blank checks. If you had one or two banks in town, they would have a group of checks that didn't have anybody's name on it. They were just there, and you wrote out, you know, like you almost like you were just writing out your own money. And you'd write out the name of the store, the dollar amount, then you'd write out the dollar amount below that, then you'd sign your name, and then you'd write your account number on it. And they would take that as payment. They would take that as payment. Isn't that fascinating? Mike, when we were, this comes from area code 509. Great to hear you. To back your point, we have a major road work project. Over a month behind due to lack of workers. The businesses are going broke because the customers can't get there. Well, I would add that not only are those businesses probably going broke, but they may be going broke regardless of the road project because they can't get enough workers to come in and do the work anyway. It truly is. I think we're just, you know, we're getting far enough away from the pandemic that we're beginning to understand, at least I hope most of us are beginning to understand, that everything that we did for those 2 years, virtually every single thing that we did for those 2 years, that we're now seeing sometimes, now you can debate whether it's the intended consequences or the unintended consequences, but I think we're beginning to see that this is what happens long term when you just, boom, shut down an economy. And not just nationally, but worldwide. It has ramifications that we never imagined would actually exist. And we're facing those things now. Absolutely so. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. We're going to take a break. In the meantime, if you want to send me a text, text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
When interest rates rise, credit card debt gets more expensive. Make sure you're doing what you can to pay it off faster, especially during these times. You can learn more in as little as 10 minutes when you call American Financing, America's home for home loans, where the process starts with a free mortgage review. No pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation around the benefits of a cash-out refinance. So you can learn about custom options that can help you secure a lower rate, spend less on interest, and pay your balance off faster. It could mean savings up to $1,000 a month, and even more long-term. So why not learn more? If you like what you hear, you could skip two payments and may close in as fast as 10 days when you call American Financing, 866-615-9200. That's 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Loved ones continue to say goodbye to the victims of that mass shooting at a July 4th parade outside of Chicago. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The first of the seven funerals began Friday with mourners remembering former preschool teacher Jacqueline Sundheim. She was 63 at a service at North Shore Congregation Israel. Her daughter, Leah.
The world is darker without my mom in it.
88-year-old Stephen Strauss, an avid bird watcher, was also laid to rest while mourners said goodbye to 76-year-old Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza, a dual citizen who would travel from Mexico in the summers to be with family. And Eduardo Uvaldo, a grandfather, is being laid to rest Saturday, a day after what would have been his 70th birthday. I'm Julie Walker.
A radical leftist group is now targeting Supreme Court justices.
A Twitter account by the name of Shutdown DC says they will pay for confirmed sightings of conservative Supreme Court justices. The six targeted justices are those who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. It appears to be working. Friday, at a steakhouse in D.C., radical pro-abortionists screamed outside a restaurant while Justice Kavanaugh was eating, demanding that management kick him out. Kavanaugh later left through a back door. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A state judge on Friday lifted an order temporarily blocking Louisiana's abortion trigger bans from being in effect. Nearly all abortions are now illegal in that state, and the state's Attorney General Jeff Landry says the judge's ruling means the state's ban is now in effect and will be enforced.
We certainly intend to continue to defend the laws of the state and to enforce those laws. And so the TRO, which was granted earlier, is now dissolved.
The trigger laws had been blocked since June 27th because of a suit brought by abortion providers. More from townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Columbia University has lost its ranking over some very dubious data.
U.S. News & World Report unranked the school from its 2022 edition of Best Colleges, saying the Ivy League institution failed to substantiate certain 2021 data it previously submitted, including student-faculty ratios and class size. The decision comes about a week after Columbia announced it would not submit data for the 2023 edition, after one of its mathematics professors recently raised questions about the accuracy of past submissions. Prospective students often rely on the magazine's rankings to determine where they should apply to college. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A television actor best known for his role in the 1960s sitcom F Troop has passed away this week. Larry Storch passed away at the ripe old age of 99, according to a posting by his family on Facebook. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. A new poll finds inflation and personal finances have surged to the top of Americans' priorities ahead of this fall's midterm elections.
Poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, posing an open-ended question on the top priorities the government should work on in the next year, finds 40% of respondents name inflation. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché notes,
wage growth is good, but it's not keeping up with inflation, so people rightfully feel like they're falling behind.
In all, 77% of those surveyed mentioned the economy in some way, 44% personal finances, but just 10% specifically mentioned jobs. Fauché says,
if the economy is adding 375,000, 400,000 jobs per month, which we've been doing, over the last few months, that's a very strong economy.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Here are the rules of engagement. Here are the logistics of how you engage with The Weekend with Michael Brown. So write these down, because, by golly, you got to follow them to the T. First, if you want to send me a text message, it's real easy. You just text the word Mike, M-I-K-E, to the number 57739. So you just pretend like the phone number you're going to text to is 57739. That's what you plug into your smartphone or your dumb phone, either one. And then you just start the text with the word Mike. I won't tell you why I ask you to do that, but just put the word Mike in there. And then you text me whatever you want to tell me or ask me or, you know, you want to give me the finger. Whatever you know, whatever emoji you'd like to use. So just text the word Mike to 57739. If you would like to follow me on social media, which I would encourage you to follow me on social media simply because it's usually a train wreck. And I know that you all of you are rubberneckers. So if you want to do some rubbernecking, you might want to follow me on Twitter or on Facebook. On Facebook, if you follow me, there's a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged. And on that Facebook page, you can post things and questions, and you can all of you all across the country can interact with each other. And you simply do that by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and that'll take you, and you'll see all the social media icons. You can read about me, which is just really boring, but you can do that there too. So those are the logistics of The Weekend with Michael Brown. Before I get to the next story, has to do with President Biden and some of his Ron Burgundy moment that he had. I guess it was yesterday. But before I do, I want to paint the picture for you. Because the President of the United States of America, ostensibly the leader of the free world, ostensibly the most, ostensibly is, go look it up, but ostensibly the most powerful man on the face of the earth, too. And I think generally that's true, because we have the largest economy, although China's breathing down our neck, we have the largest economy in the world, we have, generally speaking, we're one of the freest nations in the world, although on the world freedom list we kind of keep dropping a little bit. But generally speaking, you have to admit, whether you like Joe Biden or you dislike Joe Biden, or you like Trump or dislike Trump or Obama or Bush or anybody else, the President of the United States is, generally speaking, the leader of the free world and ostensibly the most powerful man on earth. So the presidency should exude confidence and power. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be arrogant about it. I mean, I think sometimes both Trump and Obama got a little arrogant about being the president. But you have to exude strength. You have to exude compassion. You have to exude empathy. And there's something about what Biden does and what his staff does that really bugs me. And it bugs me for having spent, you know, almost 6 years in and out of the White House all the time, that it drives me crazy. So the Oval Office, which is oval, as Rush used to say, for those of you in Rio Linda, the Oval Office is oval. It's this oval office. And there are two doors. Well, there's actually three doors. One just goes to a little office, a little place where the president can work. But there are two doors that lead out of the Oval Office. One, if you're sitting at the Resolute desk, if you're sitting at the president's desk and you're facing those two doors, the one on the right leads to where his personal secretary is and where some of the staff is. The door on the left opens to a hallway, and directly across that hallway is what's called the Roosevelt Room. The Roosevelt Room is like a conference room, except it has this magnificent painting of Theodore Roosevelt as a Rough Rider on his steed, on his horse, and the horse is rearing up. And so I forget who exactly painted it. It's a famous painter. But it sits above the fireplace. And then there's a very majestic, you know, like mahogany or oak or something, big conference table. And generally the president walks across from the Oval Office, out that door to his left, and takes about 5 or 6 steps into the Roosevelt Room. And oftentimes he will then sit right in the middle of that conference table, on the side of the table, as he walks into the room, the conference table is lengthwise. And he will sit in the middle on the side closest to him as he walks in. And then the press comes in, if they're going to hold a press conference. And they walk in and the press sets up, and they put the boom microphones out. They got the cameras clicking. Well, I guess cameras don't really click anymore. They got the cameras going, and then the TV cameras, they're back at the back. Some are down low right against the table. And the president holds a press conference. And if anybody else is in the room, protocol dictates who sits where. So if the vice president is in the room, the vice president will sit at the conference table to the president's right. And then a cabinet secretary will sit depending on which cabinet secretary it is. If it's just one, they will sit to the president's immediate left. When that happens, that's a very powerful image. The president is sitting in the Roosevelt Room. Now, you can do exactly the same thing I'm describing in the Oval Office, too. And that's even a more powerful image. It's an image from the Oval Office that says, by the way, this is a subtle reminder that I'm the President of the United States of America, and I am the Commander-in-Chief, and I'm the leader of the free world. It's a powerful image. So why does the White House current staff make Biden look so weak? Now, for those of you who are saying right now, I can see the thought bubbles above your head. I can hear you screaming in your car or your office or wherever you are right now, because he is weak. Well, forget that for a minute, because I'm not talking about whether he actually is weak or not. I'm talking about the imagery, because the imagery is seen all around the world. I want you to think about this, because I want you to put this image in your head. For those of you who are parents, or maybe birthing parents, to go back to the last hour, have you ever gone to a parent-teacher conference and you go into your child's, let's say, second grade or fourth grade or fifth grade room, and to have the conference, the teacher is sitting at his or her desk, and you're sitting in the little tiny desk that your child sits in, and you're all scrunched up? Have you ever done that? Have you ever walked into a school and sat at one of those desks, and it's like you can barely get your fat butt into the chair because it's made for, you know, a third grader? Well, that's what's happening in the Oval Office or the Roosevelt Room. I mean, literally, that's what's happening. So rather than sit at this majestic conference table, what they have done is they've taken that conference table out of the Roosevelt Room. And in its place, the president stands at a podium, and the vice president comes in and stands to his right, which protocol dictates, and as happened on Friday, Secretary Becerra, who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, stood to his left, and then there was some other woman. I have no clue who she was. See, when you're not standing right next to the president, people go, "Oh, we have no clue who that is. We don't care." You're not standing next to the president, so we don't care. And then he gives his press conference about, well, he's in there to talk about abortion, to talk about the Supreme Court case in Dobbs. He's there to talk about all of that stuff. But instead, before he does, he has to talk about the economy. And when he talks about the economy, he tells us, you know, just about how great it is. In fact, he says this.
No, times are tough. Prices are too high. Families are facing the cost of the living crunch. But today's economic news confirms the fact that my economic plan is moving this country in a better direction.
What? What? Think about what he says to start. Listen closely to what he says at the very beginning.
No, times are tough.
Times are tough.
Prices are too high.
Prices are too high.
Families are facing a cost of living crunch.
Families are facing a cost of living crunch. Now, as I always tell my local audience here in Denver, what really matters are all the words that come after the word but. Not B-U-T-T. No, not that but B-U-T. What comes after the word but?
But today's economic...
But. Here, did you hear him? But today... Let me back it up just a little bit. Listen closely.
Today's economic news confirms the fact that my economic plan is moving this country in a better direction.
And what, sir, would that direction be? Because you just told us that, you know, times are tough, families are facing really hard economic times, blah, 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 but my plan's working. I think maybe we ought to get a different plan, because I don't think the plan's working. So now let's go back to the imagery. Remember the imagery of the Oval Office, the Resolute Desk, the big conference table? You sit at the conference table right in the middle of it. The vice president sits down to your right. The Secretary of Health and Human Services sits to your left. And you hold a conference. You hold a press conference. Except it's not really a press conference because there are no questions. So it's really just a statement. Is that what the president did? Did the president of the United States sit down at the conference table in the Roosevelt Room so that the media could come in and they could do all of their filming, take all of their pictures, listen, you know, put the boom microphones up so they could hear what he had to say? Did they do any of that? The answer is no. So what did they do? As we go to break, I want you to keep in your mind the idea of you going to a parent-teacher conference and you sitting down at a little desk that you can barely get your lard butt into, and then I'll tell you what happened in the Roosevelt Room. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find all my social media. We'll talk about the desk next.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your Wi-Fi. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced, unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need?
Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Glad to have you joining the weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate all you tuning in. Sincerely do. Text the word Mike to 57739 if you have questions, comments, or you want to give me some, you know, give me the finger emoji, whatever you want to do. I can handle it. Just send me a text message. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find all my social media stuff there. So we're talking about this. It's not a press conference. The media keeps referring to it as a press conference. All it really was Biden going across from the Oval Office or getting up from his nap or whatever he was doing and going across to the Roosevelt Room. But rather than doing it in this grand manner that kind of exudes power and influence and the power of the presidency, instead he stands in front of the fireplace. And I thought as I was watching it, well, okay, if I, you know, In the Bush White House, they probably, I mean, I can't say they never did that, but it doesn't really kind of convey the importance of what the president's trying to say. Now, if you wanted to, and also having the vice president and the secretary of Health and Human Services standing next to him, well, it looked like a hostage video. That's what it looked like. Because, bless his little pea-picking heart, President Biden is reading solely from the teleprompter. And you can tell when he's doing that because his eyes kind of squint. They look vapid. They look empty. So I'm watching this unfold, and I'm thinking, I mean, one, it kind of irritates me because I know kind of how things work, and I'm thinking this is really bad staffing in terms of the White House staff. But then I'm watching it, and I'm also thinking it's also irritating. It's sad. It's irritating, and it kind of makes me mad. And then it got worse. It absolutely got worse. Remember the imagery I asked you to put in your head? Imagine that you've gone to a parent-teacher conference and you were walking up, you walk into the classroom, and the teacher's sitting at her desk, and so there are rows of desks, there are three or four rows of desks in front of the teacher's desk, and you're supposed to sit in one of those desks, and your kid's a third grader. Your Rugrat's a third grader. So you sit down on one of these desks that you can barely get into. Well, after the president gave his remarks, which we're going to get to in a second. Don't go away. We're going to get to those remarks in a second. He walks over, and he sits down at, I swear, it looks like they went to Walmart. Now, nothing against Walmart, but, you know, we pay a lot of money to furnish the White House. You and I do as taxpayers. And there's a lot of really historical desks and things there. But they walk over. And you can see the tape on the floor where they're supposed to stand. It's hilarious. And there's this desk. It almost looks like, if I wanted to be, you know, exaggerate a little bit, I would say it looks like a card table. It looks like a folding table. It's about that size. And it looks about that cheap. And then you've seen, you've gone to a hotel somewhere. And, you know, the really crappy chairs you sit in the banquet hall while you're at some conference? They got the plastic backs and their, you know, metal legs. And that's what he sat down in. And I'm thinking, you're supposed to exude confidence? And that's what you do? That's what he did. Now, why do I think that's important? Why do I spend valuable radio time on the weekend with Michael Brown describing that to you? Because it shows not only those of us like you who pay attention to politics, it exudes weakness. It exudes a lack of command, a lack of, you know, during the Bush administration, everybody talked about gravitas. It shows a lack of gravitas. It shows weakness. And the rest of the world's watching the same thing. Because all the intelligence agencies all over the world are watching what this guy does every single minute. And I'm watching and thinking, really poor White House staffing, really poor imagery, and you're telling the rest of the world how weak we are. It's frustrating to me. Because as someone who used to watch that up close and personal, if we had done that at the time that we were doing things inside the White House, well, first of all, it would not have happened. If Bush had walked in and seen a table like that, he'd have said, nope, fix it. Your way does anything. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. What the president had to say, that's coming up next.
Refinance might be the smartest move you make all year. It could save you thousands in interest, maybe help pay your loan off sooner, even allow you to access cash. But to really capitalize on a mortgage refinance, you must be sure you're choosing the right loan with the right lender. That's why I recommend American Financing, America's home for home loans. For over 20 years, they've been an industry leader, offering competitive rates, low monthly payments, and custom terms without ever charging upfront or hidden fees. It's a no-pressure experience that's focused on you, and it just takes a 10-minute call to get started. You'll get a free mortgage review where you'll learn about ways to save up to $1,000 a month. And if you start soon, you could skip two payments, but only by calling American Financing 866-615-9200. That's 866-615-9200, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement for the program are simply this. You text the word Mike to 57739, Mike to 57739. If you want to follow me on social media, the easiest way to find me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook is simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So we're talking about this imagery of the president going into the Roosevelt Room on Friday to make his big announcement about an executive order that he is going, or did sign, that somehow is going to push back on the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs, which is the case that overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, before I tell you what the president said, in the most simplest layman's terms, that decision was this. The court found, overruling 50 years of precedent, Roe was decided in 1972 or 1973, I forget which. They overturned that decision and said, no, there is not a right to abortion in the Constitution, and if you want to create a right, if you want to create law, you can do that. That's just up to Congress or state legislatures, which means that it's up to the people. You just can't pull that right, you know, out of thin air, out of your butt, and say that it exists. That's really all they did. And people are just, they're ballistic about it. And I get, in some cases, I can't understand why you're ballistic, but it's also like the court just said, wait a minute, if you want to do this, then go do it the right way. Go do it legislatively. That, in essence, is, from a purely legal point, forget all of the issues and the emotions surrounding the issue of abortion, because I don't even like to talk about it, but just from a pure legal point of view, the court said that decision was decided wrongly. There is no constitutional right. If you want laws about abortion, then Congress or state legislature should do that. Boom. That's how our system works. Shazam. That's how the system is supposed to work. But the president didn't do that. After all these lectures that we get about how we're supposed to, you know, respect, and I do, look, I respect Congress, not in the sense that I think they're good, but I respect the institution. It's a constitutional institution, and they are our elected representatives. We just have too many dumb people electing too many dumb goobers. And that's true probably in your state assembly or your state legislature. Hell's bells, it's probably true in your city council or your board of supervisors. We just tend to elect dumb people. Maybe it's us, not them. Did you ever think about that? So after getting all these lectures about how we're supposed to, you know, respect our form of government, respect the Constitution, and respect the fact that this decision has been made, and the court has said this, so what we need to do, if you're either pro or, you know, anti-abortion, then you need to go to work politically to get done, because that's how the system works. Instead, the president says,
you know, let me close with this. The court and its allies are committed to moving America backwards with fewer rights, less autonomy, and politicians invading their most personal decisions.
Politicians? Wait a minute. The court said that it is up to politicians to pass laws about abortion. It's not in the Constitution, so you guys need to go do something. And here he is complaining about the very people that the court said, hey, you guys go do it.
Let me close with this. The court and its allies are committed to moving America backwards with fewer rights, less autonomy, and politicians invading their most personal decisions. Remember, the reason of the decision has an impact much beyond Roe and the right to privacy generally. Marriage equality, contraception, and so much more is at risk.
No, none of that's at risk. In fact, the court explicitly said that those decisions are based on an entirely different principle, which is not at issue in this case. This is just fear-mongering. Total fear-mongering. Gay rights, gay marriage, right to privacy, all of that stuff, that's decided on an entirely different concept of the Constitution, an entirely different principle of law than what this was decided on.
This decision affects everyone, unrelated to choice, beyond choice. We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms.
Working with extremist elements. No. You know, those justices, including Elena Kagan, including Justice Sotomayor, including Justice Brown, the new one, all of these justices, left or right, constitutionalists, originalists, textualists, activists, all across the spectrum of different kinds of justices, none of them work in conjunction with anybody outside the court. I know that for a fact. I know one of them personally. They don't do that. Judges don't do that.
And our personal autonomy. The choice we face as a nation between the mainstream and the extreme, between moving forward and moving backwards, between allowing politicians to enter the most personal parts of our lives.
Isn't it fascinating that they're upset because the court has said this is not a right, this is a political decision to be decided in the political realm? Because then how many times have any of us, have any of you ever said, wait a minute, these politicians are intruding into my life. These politicians are doing things that affect my business. They're doing things that affect my personal life. They're doing all. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. And so now we're gonna pick and choose that. Oh, the court said that, you know, this is not a constitutional issue. This is a legislative issue. And so you need to go do it legislatively. Whether you are for or against abortion is irrelevant. You should then say to yourself, well, then that means I need to get off my rear end and I need to go work to elect people that are going to represent my point of view and then do what I want them to do. Oh, gosh. I may be, well, I may just be the stupid former undersecretary, but it seems to me that's the way it's supposed to work. So he derides the very politicians that in the very next, I shouldn't say the very next breath, but at some point that he says that what we need to do is we need to elect more people who represent their view. I find this fascinating. So on the one hand, he says, oh, the court said that politicians have to make this decision, and that's awful. And then he says,
but I also made it clear, based on the reasoning of the court, there is no constitutional right to choose. Only the only way to fulfill and restore that right for women in this country is by voting.
So he admits that that is exactly what the court said. You do it by voting. So the very politicians that he said are evil and that are conspiring and that, you know, lurk under every rock trying to jump out and boogeyman you, now guess what he wants?
By exercising the power at the ballot box. Let me explain.
Now he's going to explain. I love this. He's going to explain to us how this works at the ballot box. So all of you dumb goobers that are listening right now, pay attention, because the President of the United States is about to explain to you how voting works and how if you want your particular issue decided a particular way, here's what you need to do. So write this down.
We need two additional pro-choice senators and a pro-choice House to codify Roe as federal law. Your vote can make that a reality. I know it's frustrating, and it made a lot of people very angry, but the truth is this, and it's not just me saying it. It's what the court said. When you read the decision, the court has...
Wait a minute. It's not just me. It's also what the court said. So he's saying that, well, I'm saying this, and the court said this.
...has made clear it will not protect the rights of women. Period. Period. After having made the decision based on a reading of a document that was frozen in time in the 1860s, when women didn't even have the right to vote. The court now, practically dares the women of America to go to the ballot box and restore the very rights they've just taken away. One of the most extraordinary parts of the decision, in my view, is the majority writes, and I quote, women, I'm just a quote now from the majority, women are not without electoral or political power.
He's right. That is what the court said. And so now he's asking people in this country who are pro-abortion that if you want this to be codified, you need to vote and elect senators and representatives that represent your views. Exactly the way the system's supposed to work. I'm just bum-fuzzled by this because it's almost as if you want to criticize the court at the same time that you agree that what the court said is we have to do things the proper way, and that's by electing the kind of people that you want to elect at both the federal and the state and the local levels to pass the kind of laws that we... Oh, wait a minute, I'm scratching my head here. No, I'm literally scratching my head here. Because I got an itch, right? I got a rash. No, I'm scratching my head here because that is exactly how our system is supposed to work. And he's admitting to it. Well, I shouldn't even say he's admitting to it. He's just basically explaining to us that this is the way it is supposed to work. But I said earlier that, you know, when he reads from the teleprompter, that it almost seems as if the president is just vacant, as if there's a for rent sign inside his skull. And I sometimes, you know, I used to be, all right, let me just say this. I used to be cautious about saying anything critical about the president's mental capacity. Because I know, and you know, we all know, a lot of elderly people, and different people age at different levels, at different speeds, at different rates. Some people can be in their 90s and be, you know, have full faculties. They can outsmart any of us. And some people reach the age of 60 or 70, and bless their hearts, they're just not all there. I think this president is aging rapidly. He's deteriorating rapidly. He's had brain aneurysms and brain surgery before, and I think we're beginning to see the effects of it. And I want to say shame on his family for continuing to allow this to occur when before their very eyes it is apparent that he just doesn't have the mental capacity or the physical stamina to do the most demanding job in the world. Well, other than mine. No, I'm just kidding. Here's the Ron Burgundy moment. If you have never read from a teleprompter, let me describe. A teleprompter, you have this screen in front of you. Sometimes it's just a piece of glass that's on a stand. And it is operated by a computer. And the laptop puts on the screen what you're supposed to read. And oftentimes it will say the word quote, meaning that you're about to read a quote so that you can say the court said, and I quote, and that's the cue on the teleprompter. And then when you finish the part that the court said, it will say end of quote so that you know that's the end of the quote. So you can say something like, and that's what the court said. Sometimes the teleprompter will say, you say XYZ, and then it will tell you, say XYZ again. Like, repeat the line. This is his Ron Burgundy moment, where he reads, literally, the cues from the teleprompter.
Majority writes, and I quote, women, I'm just a quote now from the majority, women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political, or maybe precise, not and or political power. Majority writes, and I quote, women, I'm just a quote now.
It's a quote now. It said quote, so I'm telling you, it's a quote now.
The majority. Women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote.
End of quote. He actually read end of quote.
Repeat the line.
Oh, then it says repeat the line. So he reads repeat the line, and then he repeats the line.
Women are not without electoral.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Because this is really sad. This is really, we are watching, I don't know whether you know the history of Woodrow Wilson or not, but we're watching the same deterioration of a president as we saw with Woodrow Wilson. Who's running the country? Who ran the country when Wilson had his stroke? His wife, Edith. Who do you think's running the country now? Dr. Biden. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims.
So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, it's Ridiculous Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media. I got a great text message about that last segment I want to go to. From the area code 256, they write, Mike, I'm no Biden fan, but you're nitpicking. Would you rather have him sit in an ornate gilt throne chair? If he had, you would criticize him for being an imperial president. Focus criticism on the important things. This is why this is important. It exudes weakness. And when it exudes weakness, all of our allies and all of our enemies, allies and foes alike, watch every, I mean literally, they watch every single thing that this president does. They read all of our newspapers. They read all of our websites. They watch, they for all I know, might be listening to parts of this program. Well, no, that's a little conceited. The reason that's important is because they make policy decisions that are both in our favor and against us based on what they see this president do. And that's why it's important. Oh, and by the way, there are no gilded thrones in the White House. Yeah, I would criticize him for sitting in a gilded throne because we're not a monarchy and he's not a king. And quite frankly, it really would look stupid. Yeah, it really would. But these things are important because I'm just telling you from personal experience that having dealt with some of our allies and having dealt with some of our enemies, I know that they do this. And it bothers me. It truly bothers me because things that can affect us, like the assassination of Prime Minister Abe in Japan. I don't think it necessarily is, but that could be an Archduke Ferdinand moment, where suddenly that causes all sorts of dominoes to begin to fall, and the next thing you know, China has decided to make some move in the Indo-Pacific region, and now we get entangled in it. Because they see that we don't necessarily have the political will to stand up to what China might be doing. Because after all, we're selling them oil from our strategic petroleum reserve, so why not just go ahead and do something else? That's how crazy things are right now. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We've got another hour to go, so don't go anywhere. Text the word Mike to 57739 or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media.
When interest rates rise, credit card debt gets more expensive. Make sure you're doing what you can to pay it off faster, especially during these times. You can learn more in as little as 10 minutes when you call American Financing, America's home for home loans, where the process starts with a free mortgage review. No pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation around the benefits of a cash-out refinance. So you can learn about custom options that can help you secure a lower rate, spend less on interest, and pay your balance off faster. It could mean savings up to $1,000 a month, and even more long-term. So why not learn more? If you like what you hear, you could skip two payments and may close in as fast as 10 days when you call American Financing, 866-615-9200. That's 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.